Hello, this is Chief Gaining Agriculture dictating an ask you report on Anna Vallejo, date of birth 5/6/1970, date of procedure March 15, 2024. Physician is Dr. Gaining Agriculture. Do you have a referring physician is Dr. Felice Vargas Massari. Procedure performed is esophageal gastrodynamoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy and cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. Indication is dysphagia, comma, personal history of colon polyps, comma, surveillance colonoscopy. Description, procedure, and form concern of the same period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of miscellaneous system malignancy while experiencing the patient period. Patient is brought to anesthesia, so we place them in muscle positions, introduced for anesthesia sources, monitor anesthesia care period, while lubricated lymphocytic or gastric focus, introduced into the soft tissue, and advanced in the direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum period, careful examination made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, and soft tissue period, or retroflex, who is obtained as cardiac period, or such from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope period. Patient is then turned around in muscle position period, a digital rectal exam is drawn period, while lubricated lymphocytic or colonoscope, introduced since direct and advanced and direct vision to the fecal matrix and over the presence of the appendix, the fecal valves and contents of the full period. Careful examination made that a fecal valve is in colon hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, rectum period, retroflex is obtained in the rectum period. Boston bowel prep score was graded as A. Seven, 2-3-2, comma, good prep, period. The patient had a procedure well without any complications findings at upper endoscopy. The proximal mid esophagus overall appeared unremarkable except for a proximal esophageal inlet patch, which was biopsied separately. Next line. There was biopsies also obtained for ruling out EOE or lichen planus. Next line. The Z line was mildly irregular at 40 centimeters from the bite block, comma. There was a 1.5 centimeter segment consistent with PROG C0M1.5 of salmon colored mucosa with multiple islands proximal to that. Comma, biopsies were obtained for the Seattle protocol to allow Barrett's esophagus. Next line. There was evidence of gastric erythema that was patchy. Comma, biopsies were obtained in the interim body for histology and throughout H. pylori. Next line, there was evidence of duodenal bulb nodularity. Comma, biopsies were obtained for histology. Next line, otherwise unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. At colonoscopy, next line, Boston bowel prep score was 7, 2-3-2. Here it is, fair to good prep. Next line, there were 6 rectal polyps that were removed with a combination of cold snare, cold biopsy, polypectomy period. One was approximately 7 millimeters in size and removed with cold snare polypectomy, and the other 5 were diminutive in size and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next time, there was evidence of scattered diverticulosis coli. Next time, there was evidence of grade 1 intra hemorrhoids that were noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding, as well as hypertrophied anal papillae. Next line, planned follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending pass. Next line, may recommend barium swallow, modified barium swallow for pharyngoesophageal dysphagia. And next line, follow up analysis previously scheduled. Next line, recommend high fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplements as needed. Thank you.